In the video, the wise man talked about how this child, the Savior of the world, came. The wise men did not stumble upon the child. They followed the star. But the wise men did not talk about why the child came or what he came to do. We're going to look at the Gospel of John, John chapter 1. And in that, John starts out describing why the child came and what he came to do. And so we're going to answer, what child is this? John chapter 1, we're going to start in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." What child is this? What child is this? This child came to make possible a fulfilling purpose in life. Does your life have purpose? There is a reason for you. There is a reason for you, and you have a reason. He says, John said, in the beginning, and that points out cause, and it points out purpose. In the beginning was the Word. We celebrate the Word having been with God. We celebrate the Word was God, and we celebrate the Word was there in the beginning. In the beginning. The Word is the reality we call God. We celebrate Jesus as God taking on the form of man. The Word took on human flesh. He got sick. He got tired. But he never gave in to the temptation to sin. We celebrate Jesus as God taking on the form of man. We celebrate Jesus as creator, distancing creation and us from this mindless, thoughtless process that the world calls evolution. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And everything that was made through him. He didn't go to his shop. He didn't go downstairs in the basement and rummage around. He spoke it into existence. Wow. He spoke it into existence. And so he created us with purpose and for a purpose. Part of our purpose as followers of Jesus is caught up in John's. We are to be a witness of the light. We are to be a witness of the light that Jesus brings. And so we celebrate Jesus as the light of the world. Light gives us guidance. It gives us direction. It gives us purpose. And without purpose, without Jesus, then we're left to our devouring appetites. I have watched now both my father and father-in-law retire years ago. And it seems that both of them have struggled with this sense of purposelessness. For men especially, our purpose, our identity is caught up in what we do. And so when the job goes, the purpose seems to as well. I remember hearing a man who had been in ministry, pastor, a number of years, talk about how he retired and retread. And I thought, that's a great idea. Retire, yes, but don't quit. He retread. Maybe a better way of saying it in a way that you would understand is retire and retool. You may not be able to physically do all the things that you were once able to physically do, but you can still have purpose. Do you have purpose in your life? Are you celebrating Christmas as the time when the one who gives purpose came in human form? Or are you desperately denying the creating one because you don't want to submit your will to his? And that seems to be the issue, really. If you start boiling people's thinking and their mantras down, what it really boils down to is they don't want to submit their will to his. What about the way you live your life? Does the way you live your life reflect the word's purpose? Remember the man's excuse or explanation of why he set the fires that we so enjoyed last year? I didn't have anything better to do. That's what he said. What he was admitting to was that he had no purpose. What he was admitting to was that he didn't know Jesus Christ. Do you have purpose this morning? Consider, what child is this? What child is this? This child came to give hope. Is your life marked by hope this morning? The hope Jesus offers is the anchor of the soul. Are you anchored or are you adrift? It says that the Word became flesh and we beheld His glory. Jesus was not just a good man or a prophet or even sent from God. He is God. And so we celebrate Christmas because the glory of God came down and took on human form. He dwelt among us. He tabernacled or tented among us, which is Israel's experience of God's presence of cloud by day and fire by night. And it says that His glory was seen. And it says that He was full of grace and truth. And you need to stop and think about that for a moment. He was full of grace and truth. We really wanted, some of us want Him to be all full of grace. Well, it's okay. Just go do what you want. No. Some of us then say that He's full of truth, that we've got to be a certain way and we've got to look a certain way and we've got to do all this. And the truth of it is that He is full of grace and truth. And I don't know about you, but I need both desperately in my life. Full of grace because I mess up. Not as many times as I breathe, but full of truth because He points the way that we should go. He is full of grace and truth. Full of grace and full of truth. Salvation is not achieved, it is received. Hope is possible, hope is provided. Full of truth. His ways are best. His ways are the way to live. And He is faithful, He is steadfast, and He is consistent. This morning, as we think about Christmas, do you have hope? I got into a conversation one day with a college student. I remember thinking to myself, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. The young man was telling me about a bigger problem. Do you know that we may have a bigger problem than global warming? The young man proceeded to tell me that the Earth's rotation was slowing down, and that may affect gravitation. Just imagine what it will be one day that instead of getting up out of bed, that we just float up out of bed. That'd be great, wouldn't it? So what do we do? Do we attach rockets to the Earth so that we can speed up the rotation to get it back to what it ought to be? Let me tell you, I don't think we've got a problem with that. I don't think we've got a problem with global warming. We have a problem because we don't have hope in the Creator. We're not looking to the Creator for what we need. This morning, do you have hope? Where is your hope? Is your hope in yourself? Ooh. I hate to break it to you. You're in trouble. Or is your hope in the Creator? As you face all the tomorrows that God may give you, are you facing them with hope based on the presence of Christ in your heart and life? Without Christmas, we would be left to survival of the fittest. We would be left to might makes right. Without Christmas, we would have the most dismal of existences. But because of Christmas, we have hope. Because of Christmas, we can know the Creator. Let me read to you again verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Some of you this morning may be like Herod, the wicked, corrupt despot, feeling threatened by Jesus. I may use this again tonight, but there was a comic strip this week. It showed a father and a son sitting on the sofa watching TV. And out of the TV was coming sale and Christmas sale and buy, sale, buy, Christmas sale. And the little boy says to his father, I was told Christmas was once a religious holiday. And the father said, well... And the little boy says to his father, it must have been a long, 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 long time ago. And the last panel had the father saying, I can understand how a generation raised on TV could believe that. Do you have hope this morning? Do you have purpose this morning? We come to celebrate the coming of Christ, God in human flesh, to give us purpose and to give us hope. And those may be the two of the most important things that you will ever need in your life. He came to give us that.